Episode 6.
Hey.
You already know what time it is. The girl Jodeci, boy Frankelito, guest DJ, TNG, all that triple threat.
What up?
He's in the building.
Hi.
Shout out to our producer, Brands. Our associate producer, Rich, is in the building, too. He's here. He might as well be our associate producer. He don't look up information. He don't get it popping with us. And, how was your weekend, Trip? You had a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
Where were you at this weekend?
Playroom, a prom.
Ooh, prom?
Yeah.
Did you see some wild stuff?
It was pretty good. It was a high school prom.
I hope so.
500 kids. Crazy.
Nice.
That's yeah. Fun.
Jodeci?
Me this week, I just went bar hopping.
Went bar hopping? Thing with you youngsters these days? The bar hopping? It must be. For some reason, though, I was paying this aggressive to get people big. yeah, I was like, okay, and then me, I worked most of the week. It's about Saturday night, and I had Father's Day at the pool, and then I had a pool day today.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. Happy late Father's Day.
I'm a little depressed. It's day 7 without my dude. It's like going into like kind of an alcoholic binge.
when does he come back?
Comes back July 3rd, but he's trying to like hop a Cessna and get over here. He's like, I'm not gonna stay here July 3rd.
Yeah.
So he's asking like, yo, he goes, it was raining hard over there yesterday. And he was like, I can't get on a flight right now because it's raining. Triple threat. There you go.
Who keeps bringing more? I've had too many. This Virginia done me off already. I'm blamed for real. I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real. I might just say how I feel. Don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you gold, no spray tans. I need you to stop running back to your ex, he's a waste man.
He's a waste.
I wanna know how come we can never slash and stay friends. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. Cause I know what I like. I know how I wanna live my life. I don't need no advice. You're not here and we both know why. So move for me when you're extra. Move for me with the pasta. I'm building up a house where they raise me. You move with me, I go crazy. Don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you golden, no spray tan. I need you to stop running back to your ex, he's a waste man. I wanna know how come we can never slash and stay friends. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how.
Yeah. closer. But I'm trying to get to know you, know you.
Volcano in Hawaii is fucking everything up.
Yeah, we know that. We know that. And even this last week that has
But did you talk session. About it?
We talked about it.
Okay, okay. I haven't listened to the last two.
Earthquake. What was this? This week? So Japan had an earthquake, man.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm worried about Hawaii.
Hawaii's messed up. Guatemala's messed up. Volcanoes erupted. Earthquakes. Dead mortals. All types of things going down. Everybody's in our prayers.
Yeah, that was today.
That was today, Japan? Okay. So, it's going down. It's like somebody's on a fault line or something like that. Hawaii's very close to Japan. So, I guess that's what's going on.
There's just so many things happening.
A lot of natural disasters going down. So, everybody's in our prayers. World Cup started. Rich, are you a soccer fan? American?
No.
Anybody here a soccer fan?
Nope.
No. Okay, well, I'm a sports fan. And I like it football. I'm going for a Spanish team. I'm going for a Spanish team. Or
which
Portugal.
Portugal?
Portugal, because I like Cristiano Ronaldo. He's a cool dude. Jordan,
do you play soccer?
I look like I know how I'm playing. Like, I do a lot of burrito. I like doing a lot of burrito, and I can, like, take it to myself. So I look like I know how I'm playing.
You look like you could play.
Yeah, like I definitely got my. We recorded, right? So it looks like I just came from Colombia and I'm the connect.
Yeah. Argentina.
Yeah.
vosotros. So yeah, so that's cool. Been a lot of good matches. I've been seeing a lot of them get tied and stuff like that. Nobody's getting swept out the box. So I'm working for Budweiser now.
Yeah.
I went to a lot of different what was activations, which means we go market and promote experiential marketing of the products, of the beers. And yo, there's a big Croatian population in Queens, bro. Mm-hmm. And those chicks are bad.
I've been to Croatia. It's beautiful.
Croatians are beautiful.
It's beautiful. Everything's like, I couldn't even believe I was there. It's so nice.
So, yeah, Croatian had a dope match, and Mexico won. They beat Germany, which is a big thing because the Germans won the last World Cup. Moving along, our boy sad to report today that XXXTentacion has passed away. He was murdered. And our associate producer, Rich, has gotten some late information like that just popped up on the Twitter, as they call it.
He was only 20 years old.
Very sad. Inspiration the most. And who is this? What was the name of associate producer Rich, of the guy that they're alleging that might have been the culprit? Soldier Kid. So if you're from the Broward County area, which I'm not, but they are some wild boys down there in Broward County, you might know this Soldier Kid is saying that he had the mask, that he was around the scene of the crime, and somebody on Twitter put 2 and 3 together. Trip, I know you don't have a mic, but you can shout. Were you a Tentacion fan? Did you like some of his stuff?
Some of them, yes.
Could you play a record that, you know, that we might have heard for those of us that are not Tentacion fans? And if you're in Hialeah, check out PT's, Puro Tentaciones, the best strip club down south.
Tekashi 6ix9ine he released a video how he's gonna change his ways, how he's gonna stop trolling.
Do we believe that, guys? Do we believe that Tekashi's gonna stop being Tekashi because of this incident?
Do you think he's trolling now?
I'm pretty sure he's trolling now, and that tomorrow he'll be making fun of what he says today. I think he's just so caught into that zone.
I just feel like he's messing up his money.
He definitely messed his career. So let's talk about how he didn't make the freshman cover of the XXL because editors claim that they cannot co-sign Tekashi 6ix9ine because they feel he's a liability. So they did not put him on the freshman cover.
I sent you that video, yeah.
So yes, that is super whack. When you're not getting that co-signature, which is big for a lot of artists, and even though lately I feel like that cover doesn't matter that much, but it's still relevant in that hip-hop community. And you're getting overlooked because of your extracurricular activities, to say the least. It's very unfortunate.
Didn't he have something?
Little Sky, right? Little Sky. Why did he not want an associate producer, Rich?
Apparently, they had people that aren't supposed to be up there.
Oh, he didn't want to be associated with the talent that they claimed was the freshman. Okay. I can respect that.
Did you see that interview with the editor of
I did, the Rubia, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I saw like a clip of like what she was saying.
She was dead in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, we can't be co-signing because we don't think that this kid's going to be around in 2 years the way he's going.
I've seen a lot of lot of videos with Chief Keef's girlfriend or baby mother. What is it?
What happened? What happened? Was she supposed to be? She's dead?
No, that supposedly Tekashi is piping or
buying. Tekashi is piping Chief Keef's baby mom. This guy's so aggressive.
And that he slid in her DM. Like
he's really filled.
He's in a video.
Yeah, there's a video.
You bring
it from New York,
Albert.
Yeah.
Into the shop.
Like
a shopping.
Them Chicago dudes don't play. It's pasado. Yo, I think he really believes he's a freco. He's a
freco.
He thinks he's 50, but he's not 50. In Chicago? Associate producer Rich said that he was a cheap.
But supposedly he was like at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, that was a setup. He,
He knows when to pretty much step on the ground.
So Andrew Schultz had like this crazy conspiracy, right, on the last Brilliant Idiots. He was like that Andrew Schultz on Brilliant Idiots. He was like that this kid is signed to WME, which is like the biggest agency for entertainers, and WME is basically what Ari was doing on Entourage. So the character Ari is based on the founder of WME. Okay. That dude's brother used to be Chicago's mayor. So Andrew was like, that dude made a phone call like, yo, one of my artists is going down there. He might need police protection. Hook him up. So they were saying that like he was out there with undercover cops and like, he flew to Chicago, did the video, and then posted like, oh, y'all don't think I'm going to fly to Chicago? I'm going to go to Chicago right now. Already having the video. And then posted the video of him like, I'm in Chicago. Where are you guys? I'm right here. Nah, he's a genius.
Yeah. He's either really dumb or extremely intelligent. One of two. I don't want... But 50 is a... has a classic, two classic albums. Like, I can't compare. I don't see him becoming a mogul like 50. 50, you don't.
I don't see him like becoming a mogul, but the fact that he is like 7 to 8 of the Billboard, bro, like records that he's just dropping left and right. He's never made an album.
So associate producer Rich has some good news. He has 7 for 8 on the Billboard, dude. 7 for 8 on the Billboard. No, I see. He's always charting. I think I'm starting to feel like the top 30, though, it's very easy to get on. Am I just gassed?
Apple Music is like that. Like, if you're just popping for the day, they'll give you the number one spot for like 2 hours.
I feel like it's like easy to be on that list. I want to know. I like Tekashi. I was mad that he wasn't at the Sofrito concert because he's banned from Barclays.
Yeah,
I want to interview
banned
him.
From everywhere.
He couldn't even do Summer Jam. He stopped him.
I wanted to get a drop from my son because my son. Doing the dance in the 6ix9ine.
So guys, all right, we're gonna move on and we're gonna talk.
Are we?
We're gonna move on and we're gonna talk about the Jay and Beyonce album.
Wait, before that, let's go into this new Drake set video.
Oh, so you're gonna cut me off?
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you why. We're
gonna cut me off.
Listen, we're gonna do Lit or Shit, and that's the Jay and Beyonce and the Nas.
Okay.
So let's do.
Cause on my itinerary.
Oh, because this was brought up by Brands. I didn't know this was a video.
I brought it up.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, Jonathan, you brought it up. It was a Degrassi reunion.
She
I'm upset, Drake
friend.
Video.
Oh, we're car shit.
I'm going to murder me.
I do.
All right, so we're going to play I Am Upset by Drake.
I like this video, guys. I like this video. I just recently saw it. I wanted to go just to like rent a car, do burrito, like I'm a mogul now. And like I'm an icon.
My high school, they try to. Oh, we're gonna have a high school reunion, but it was for us to talk. to the seniors how college is so hard and stuff like that. And I was just like, no, I just want to go and I want to see how everyone's doing, if they're doing something with themselves.
No, we're supposed to have a little party and get together.
I would like to have, you know, we had to go and we had to talk.
Why is this guy playing again?
Educate. What college?
No, because it wasn't playing.
Ooh.
Let's
go. Se me levanta él así conmigo. Uf.
You a Drake fan like that?
I'm not a Drake fan.
Oh, there you go.
No, he just looks. I'm not a Drake fan.
Yeah,
but he looks
go to the
fun.
Middle, man. We've heard this song. Let's go to
you
the
could,
right.
You
Drake's
could.
At the bottom of the video, which is my thing. That's awesome.
You could look at somebody and
so
like, yo, he's cute, but
so
you're not.
You're attracted to Drake. Attracted.
I'm attracted to Drake, but I'm not a Drake fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
I know it because they play it.
You already know, though. You only live once. That's somebody
like,
in your health.
I really don't.
Yeah.
So, you guys are all aggressive.
Yeah, it was a Degrassi reunion.
I recognized the one episode when they shot him in the back. I saw that. And she was popping into Degrassi?
Yeah, all of them were.
Jay and Silent Bob, why are
I think the hottest one era la mexicanita, the one that she wore the thong. Did anyone? Did you saw that episode, right, when she went into school with a thong? You know that episode when she came into school with a thong?
And you happen to be rich. That you saw that one that she's talking about. It's the last one she's talking
no,
about.
No, that was
every episode she's talking about. Where she see
that girl wears thongs every.
The her esa mexicanita ella. You can't talk about that. You're banned.
Okay, so yeah.
All right. So lit or shit for this video?
Oh, the video's lit. I love this. This is a great video. Great video. You don't see videos like this too often anymore. Yeah. Now let's go into, we're going to do Nas first or we're going to do Jay and Bae? What are we going
to do first? Let's do Nas first.
Okay, let's do Nas. Because I'm a little mad Jay for stealing Nas' thunder and dropping his on the same exact day as Nas'.
No, the next. It wasn't a week later.
It was on Friday.
It was the same day.
No,
he dropped it Saturday, no?
No, it's Saturday. Saturday.
It was Saturday.
On Tidal, it was Friday night. And if you didn't know and you didn't get the Nas album to come out after music until Friday night, something went wrong.
I think it was always supposed to come out Friday at midnight.
It came out Friday night, both of them joints. So let's play a record.
The ghetto will fellow the more. Oh my God,
we got one more.
It's on the boy. Oh my Lord, my enemy is fair, I'm sure. Oh my God, they want to end with me because I'm pure. Oh my God, it's a trend for these men to die on their own sword. Journey far, learn.
The Kanye and Cuddy's a little weird. Cuddy's always weird, though. That's never been my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
But this track,
that's fire.
I need evaluation. Now, eating five raw and caviar. Listen, I'm going to see my episode without shitting on J. Cole. Because all they do is sound. Substance can't feel no better. This is what I was talking about, a complete album. Substance with good production.
That's a fact.
Which J. Cole doesn't do it for me with the production.
The voice triggers something. What is this conundrum? The clouds carry a spirit rumble, a boyish smile. Still push the loud,
you see,
nothing less than a quarter pound. Savage now, every verse that I write.
Why is that the voice for doing that? Like, get a piece of it, bro.
The Nas, I was amazed by the album. I thought it was a classic. There was like one record I didn't like. This was fire. The one with the Slick Rick sample. Let's play that for them. That was another very good. That was a classic Nas and for the radio as well. That was fire.
All right, you kids, stop having so much fun. Move along.
This was, yeah.
Oh, they arrest me, especially at night. They have a curfew, right? Niggas have to be
this
on.
This is high.
Negroes 12.
This track.
Kanye's a beast, bro.
Yeah, he is.
I love the old Kanye and the new Kanye. The crazy Kanye makes great music too.
And I feel his safe is best production amongst this guy's work. Classic Nas, this is like Got Yourself a Gun type Nas.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. We just came here to party, see a few dames, exchange some names. I'm a top shot, the kids stay in your lane. The cop shot, the kids, same old same. Pour out a little liquor, champagne for pain. Slap boxing in the street, crack the hydrant in the heat. Cop cars on the creek, doing their roundups.
Is this the single? I think it's the single, right? This is the one they've been playing on the radio a lot?
I want to say this might be the one, yeah.
It should be the one. Obviously, it's the one. Together we'll be strong, but forever we divide.
So y'all are blowing my high. Type of shit that's killing my vibe.
White kids are running alive.
Black kids get hit with like
okay.
Five.
So are we doing J&B now?
Do you care for the mic back? You can have the mic back.
Let's go into J&B. Who stole thunder from Nas. Was that on purpose? You know it was on purpose? Why would you drop this?
I see the shade. I can see it.
It's a little shade. I'm a little upset at J&B. First you had me upset with the half-naked photo shoot.
I wasn't feeling that.
But encima de eso, like, you dropped the same day as Nas.
I see the shade.
Are we playing a song now? Okay, so which song is this?
Love Happy.
Love Happy, okay. So I think this is a very Beyonce-driven album. I don't think it's a very J-driven album. So this is more R&B, where the Nas album was more hip-hop. Fundamentalist hip hop. If you're a J&B waiting for something, because what I had heard was that this tour already began and they had no new records for the tour, so people were upset and they felt like they paid for the same exact concert twice. So maybe this was a rush product. Maybe this was stuff they had in the cut that they just released so they could perform on tour. Is this possible?
They could just release whatever they want.
Did you? Was this lit? I thought the album was lit.
Play the other one. I
want to
hear the other one.
Yeah, play some of the music.
The one that Quavo.
Oh yeah, that's definitely the single. Ape shit.
Haters, please forgive me. I let my wife write the will. I pray my children outlive me. I give my daughter my custom.
Bars on this record though. This album. What's
one of your favorite quotes?
Yeah. So one of my favorite J. Cole's in the album was where he basically said that he had to make up with her where other people could make up by buying the girl a bag. He had to change the weather and move him to L.A. And she was really calientissimo in New York. You hear me? You hear me?
Beyonce fan.
Well, this is not Beyonce like singing and acting. This is Beyonce kind of rapping. So it's more just a performance type.
The video is dope too.
Let's play that, Brent. Go to the Ape Shit video right here. Go to the Ape Shit video.
This shit is fire.
That was a dope song.
This was shot in Paris, in the Louvre.
Because that's just how rich they are, is what they do.
They could just...
Let's just shoot in the... You think that's everybody that could go shoot in the Louvre? You need, like, diplomatic immunity
to
shoot.
The line to take a picture with the Mona Lisa...
You can't even take a picture, though,
is ridiculous.
Right? You're not allowed to take pictures of what inside, are you?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have
to push everyone out the way to get a picture.
I thought that's why everybody does the burrito.
And then everyone has like a selfie stick and tries to like.
Because I thought you couldn't take a picture of Michelangelo's piece.
Look at
that. Yo, you gotta drop some money in Paris to shoot this video.
They made it look really bad.
So offensive.
It's smaller than that.
That's probably a fake picture.
I think it's fake.
It has to be.
Yeah, because
it's smaller than that.
This is offensive. what's the video?
It closes around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
I want someone to be there. Olvídate. Again, okay, this is a very Beyonce driven type thing.
No, this shit is fire, though. The fashion alone.
They're definitely mobile. They're definitely icons. Again, I'm tired of hearing about the relationship problems, but I'm over that.
Look at that Burberry suit.
Yo, they're tirando a mad people. So I'm not going to say I studied the album like that. I heard all the music, but I'd say I...
Okay. Did you guys notice that the clothing on the dancers kind of look like the Yeezys?
No, but let's take a close look.
Definitely like the color tone.
Like it's the.
I mean, but that's the tone of the year is very pastel. Or,
that's not pastel. Or blush. Those are very nudes.
Yeah, but isn't that what the color is this year? Like a lot of blush. And...
But it resembles.
Yeah, like blush.
It resembles a lot.
Yeah,
of,
it looks like the fashion show.
Of the fashion show that Kanye did in New York.
So are you trying to say that he inspired Jay? Or that Jay's throwing at him?
It looks like season...
Yeah, the blush. Yeah, the last one.
It looks like season four.
I don't think Jay had anything to do with this album. I think this was all Beyonce, and Beyonce was like, I need you to say this and that.
Just like that.
This is a very cinematic video, though. Jay's getting old, man. You see this dude? He's looking old, man. I like this.
All right, next.
Yeah. So moving along, man. I mean, both albums lit. None of them shit. We can't expect anything better from two
iconic artists, three, including Beyonce. If you're a Jay fan, this might not be the album for you. But if you're a good music fan, we can agree that this was a good album. If you're a true hip-hop fan, the Nas album is definitely like a 90s Nas album classic. Jay's getting old, though. My brother's getting old. I don't know if it's the hair. Is the new hair kind of
the clothes.
I don't need to see you half naked on one, Jay. Keep it G, please.
So how what was today's temperature? How hot was it?
It was pretty damn hot.
It was 98, the hottest that I saw.
It was 98?
I got sunburned, that's all.
Is it safe to say cuffing season is over?
Yeah. It was over for Brands last
week. I don't even go by temperature. I just go by.
I was like
the beaches and the pools open season after.
It's fucking season.
Yeah. If I could go to like Long Beach or Chocha Beach or whatever beach that's 45 minutes away and back, cuffing season has officially. Not that I didn't cuff the whole winter.
You didn't cuff at all?
I didn't cuff at all this winter. I'm not making the same mistake twice though. So. Fall 2018 into 19.
You taking applications?
I'm taking applications. Early in the summer, you're gonna build you up in the farm system, and then we'll see you ready
in the farm system.
Yeah, we'll see you ready for the NFL season. Once NFL season drops, so do you, mommy. So get your pads on, get your helmet on. It's about to be up. The Jets are looking real good this year. But let's talk about this cuffing season stuff. Do you like to be cuffed through the summer in
No.
I don't even think
I like to be cuffed at all.
Okay, so we need to speak from the female perspective, not the Joe's perspective.
No,
what do women do during the summer?
I can't speak for no one else but myself.
But, we need you to try.
No, I can't.
What do most women do? You have female.
So what women do? They go out to Dykeman, they smoke some hookah, they leech off of other people, what else? Their money's on their card.
So what I'm saying is, do they cuff or do they not cuff?
I feel like all women they want to be cuffed, but...
In the summer suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, if that dude's acting up though, if they start like...
Yeah, I feel, but every dude is gonna act up in the summer. Like in the summer is the time to be un cuero. Like that's the perfect time to be un cuero.
If the person is in that zone, then they're gonna act up. But like if the person is in a mood, then I'm using the mic from here, so it's gonna record. If the person is in the zone where he's just like, nah, this is my wife, then he's not gonna act up.
That's a grown man.
Yeah. Well, then maybe that's the problem.
A lot of these females deal with fuckboys.
That's the problem.
A lot of them like fuckboys.
You know what it is?
They like the adventure.
Yeah, it's like I think that they're confusing excitement with irresponsibility.
There was a meme that said during the summer, if I'm not rolling in the dirt, fighting a baby mother, I'm watching. Like, there's girls that are like that.
No, I saw that a bunch of times.
Yeah, and a lot of girls posted it.
I saw a lot of girls posted it. So, was it you that I said? No, it wasn't you. I said it to somebody else. I was like, listen, my thing ain't gonna have you doing all that. It might have you, like, stalking me on Instagram. So, no, don't get your hopes up.
It digs me having you do a lot of crazy things.
But pussy too though.
You could pop up, you could do mad shit.
But pussy too though. Pussy wars are fought over pussy. Nobody's fighting a war over dick. Like nobody got that good enough dick.
Have you had a war?
I've had a lot of females call me over guys that I don't even talk to, that they're just my friend, and I'm just like, I'll be laughing on the phone. I'm like,
you know, so this is the thing. You were born in Florida on this, summer's not a big deal. They have summer on your own. So I feel like what happens with us is that
we don't know how to act.
What's the heat?
Act, yeah.
And we just get mad horny, bro. I'm literally
horny
90% of the day. Like, so I think that's just the sun rays and the vitamin D, and I want to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, so you don't get sun like that.
So no celibacy in the summer for you, like in the winter
that,
time.
You know, I did that in the year I was celibate.
There's no celibacy for no one in the summer.
it's too many days.
Hey, I'm celibate, I don't even know how many days.
I'm about to be 7 days.
But I'm celibate right now until the next time I fuck.
Until next summer?
Until next time I fuck.
Okay.
Wow. So vulgar today, man.
I thought this was Trap and Chet Chat. Like, you crazy?
But I mean, nah, for sure, the celibacy thing, I mean, do you practice celibacy too?
Can we be honest?
I try to. So I did. Kind of concentrate more. First it was because I was a mega bum. And then I was like, I was thinking like, how do guys in jail go 2-3 years without getting bumps?
They don't. And some of them don't.
Nah.
I'm not saying it, but it's true.
But some dudes just they do the fufu bag.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it.
Yeah. Do a paha, whatever. But at some point they were like, I was talking to them and they were like, I just forget about them. And it's true.
Yeah. Like, once you get it out of your system.
You feel like a new person and you can concentrate on things that are way more important.
No.
And then you start looking at females like,
There's also something called that after you pretty much nut, you come to your senses.
Right, and that happens once you're celibate for a month.
Yeah.
You come to your senses the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So I also want to talk about, there's this thing, like, what does a girl have to do to you so that you could block her? Like, what's the craziest
block
thing?
Block her on the phone, like.
Block. Text message, calling.
I'm curved. I don't block, but like once I get to the point where it's like, all right, I already did everything that I could, and either you're playing games or you're dubbing me, so I'm just not gonna hit you up anymore.
I feel like if he blocked me, I won.
That's true. That's another, how I feel. That's another reason why I don't block.
I feel like, oh, you want to block me, but you're still looking at my stuff. Yeah. I feel like I won.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I irritated you so much that you have to block me?
Yeah.
Is that
what you be telling yourself,
Chelsea? No, I ain't playing myself. Nah. That's when you email.
I'll be honest though, there's one person I block on everything but WhatsApp.
So, let's hope.
So as she notices it, she's like, can you please let me go back? Nope. Once you're on the IG, you're on the IG forever. She thought, because I blocked her.
So what did she do? What's the craziest thing that a girl has done to you?
I wasn't crazy. I don't have time for the games. I almost failed gym because I don't play games. And when it becomes like a monotonous fight and I'm back, I don't got time for it. So I blocked it and I forgot to block it.
I feel like men always like, oh, I don't got time. So what the fuck do you have time for?
It's not that.
You're still like, talking to me, so what you got time for? Right.
Well, that's a
mess. Oh, I don't have time for this. But you're still responding to me at the end of the day.
Because you make time for the stuff that you want. So if I tell you I don't have time, that means you're like,
okay,
not even in my priority.
I feel like if you didn't have time, you wouldn't have wrote it. You wouldn't have wrote that to begin with. You would have just left me on red.
I don't write nothing. I'm alive. When you start seeing the green and it's not blue on the iPhone,
yo, I saw something that there was this guy that he blocked his baby mother from everything, and then she started requesting money from Cash App. She kept requesting a dollar.
And writing
a message because he blocked her on everything.
Oh no, it was just a request. He didn't have to pay it.
Yeah, he didn't have to pay it. Yeah, it pops up like a message. That's some crazy shit.
Bro, I got
But it did give me some ideas. I just feel like there's no point in blocking me if your page is public. Because there's people that make another Instagram.
But that's you that gotta live out in this situation. Like, that's my last brother. I'm looking through him and after you block. That's on you, whatever you want to do.
Yo.
I know you block. In my head, you block. You know what I'm saying? So whatever happens after that is on you. You want to go crazy.
What video is this?
The drip or this one? The one I'm playing on?
Taste.
No, that's crazy. I didn't even know that. I've been playing it by myself the whole time.
He put out an EP like 4 or 5 months ago. I really like it.
So, it's pretty much.
Oh, speaking.
Hey.
A skate rental thing? There's no more skating rinks in.
In New York now.
I want to go to New York.
You didn't answer my question. What's the craziest thing that a girl's done to you? What's the craziest thing that you've done to you? Friends, the craziest thing a girl's done to you?
I haven't messed with a crazy chick in a while, but I've had my share.
You've had your share of crazy.
So, it was like 2 weeks to my birthday, and my our relationship was like done basically. And so the last straw for me was it's my birthday. My brother used to live in some condos on River Avenue in Jersey City, and they had a party room. So we rented the party room. I got a DJ, we got food, and it was like a game room with poker tables and all that. So this chick was like, yeah, so me and my friends are gonna be ready by 7, so you can pick us up and take us to the party. I'm like, it's my birthday, I'm not gonna be a chauffeur. And she was like, so how am I supposed to get to Jersey? I don't have a car. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna be over there early setting up. I'm early with me. I'm not gonna come back to the city and take you. But again, it was because, you know, it was kind of already over. So that's why I was like, I'm out.
So you didn't care?
Yeah, I was like, fuck you and your friends. So she was like,
she popped out?
No. So she got tight, right? And I was like, yo, fuck you and your friends. And she's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, really. She's like, all right, cool. So I'm out. I'm like, all right, be out. She left, right? Hold on. No. It's not going where y'all think it's
going. There's no pussy at this party.
I'm like an hour later in my room chilling. I'm like, yo, where's my phone? I'm looking for my phone. 5 minutes into looking for my phone, I'm like, this chick took my phone.
But did she appear and just took your phone?
Hopefully. No, because we was at my house.
Oh,
no, this wasn't over the phone. This was a face-to-face conversation. Uh-huh. She was at my house.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Like, she left. I took it as, okay, we're broken up. I'm free, right? So an hour later, I'm like, where's my phone? I start looking, and I'm like, holy shit, she took my phone. I'm like, she took my fucking phone. And then I don't know her cell phone by
memory. She took your fucking phone. Yeah, she took that shit.
But luckily, for some reason, she had called her mom from my house phone. So I looked up the call ID and I called her mom. And I'm like, yo, put your daughter on. And she's like, she doesn't want to talk to you. I was like, well, she stole my phone. So if you don't want cops showing up to your house.
Man, you got to call the cops on them?
Fuck yeah. I'm petty, yo.
Nah.
So she was like, all right. So she.
This is
the crazy story. It gets crazy worse.
Okay.
So she's I'm yelling on the phone like, you stupid bitch.
I want my phone. Took my shit,
my dad
phone
comes
back.
and he's like, give me the phone. And he's like, yo, I'ma go get the phone. You give me the phone. You don't have to see him. My dad go gets the phone.
You guys are gonna get into an argument.
I'm like, cool. She deleted all the contacts off of my phone. Huh? Nigga, this is like 2004.
I had a BlackBerry.
This is how old, how long ago it was. Right?
You couldn't even back up your BlackBerry.
Nothing. She deleted all BBM? The contacts, deleted all emails, everything. Then
I would have done the same thing.
She changed all my passwords.
Yeah, because she knew all your passwords.
Email,
yes.
Facebook, all of that. I had done a Facebook invitation. She deleted the invitation. And then she posted on my page this long-ass shit about how I'm not the person everybody thinks I am.
I think she went too far.
So,
with the whole Facebook
so
thing.
My boy calls my house. And he's like, yo, bro, what the fuck you posting on Facebook? I'm like, listen, I can't even get into my Facebook.
What I would have done would have been way crazier.
Yo, listen.
I would have gotten all your pictures and I would have posted everything. Let's say if I would have found out you were talking to a girl and you were sending her dick pics or whatever, I would have posted them all on Facebook.
I was like, don't mind.
You didn't want the pictures on my dick? What you're gonna get is a bunch of likes and a bunch of DMs, but you
I've never really done that though. I sent my dick to like maybe 2 or 3 people. Come on. How else am I supposed to say that? Like, we're talking about dick pics. Am I wrong here? Listen, man, y'all not ready for my podcast. I see that. Y'all not ready for my podcast.
We're not ready for Brandon's podcast.
She said
Brandon's ready for our podcast. We're not ready for
Brandon's. I did not expect like that.
Yo, but you said I would have posted your dick pic. So why is it funny what I say? I haven't sent my dick to too many people.
Yeah. No.
I've sent my dick to like probably 3 girls in my whole life.
All right. So with that.
So I was going to say a story, but Brad's dad, like, after that, it's like, no. It's like Dunkin' Donuts.
She deleted like all my friends on Facebook, changed all like, I got, she finally gave me the passwords like 2 weeks later, but I didn't have any of my contacts.
Did she apologize when she told you that she loved you?
Listen, I fucked the shit out of her like a bunch of times.
Hey, like, no, but still no like, going back.
But it was like 3 years later and it was just on some like,
fuck you, bitch.
So we're good.
That's the best type. That's why I punch him in the
ribs. I was just talking to her today, actually.
Why you said it. So you trying to get my shout out, bro?
Shout out to her.
Girl, I know you want me to do
it. I'm going to send her the link.
All right, now triples the move. My stories aren't as elaborate as Brent's.
No, I want to hear it, though.
I don't really have, like, the most a girl has done is, like, just told another girl I'm still sleeping with her and I'm not, like, ruin a relationship.
Yeah.
That's the extent of it. But what Brent's went through, I thought, I got mad shit, but I can't really tell it because, you know, politics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
I can't. There's new ones that, well, yeah, we don't want that. You don't want me to come over here with a headache.
See, that's the thing.
But then he can talk about eating ass.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's definitely different. Because the person that I'm going to really mention, everybody going to know who she is.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just going to be a Leo. Let's move along. Brian, shout out to your shorty. The Facebook. All the passwords. Share it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely beefed up my password after that one.
you beefed up?
2 exclamation points, capital 11.
All that shit. My password is like,
beefed up.
He beefed it up.
He beefed
says,
up.
When he says dick pic 3 times, maybe if that, he's not sure. He beefed it up at that point, too. I definitely would copy and paste. For a good 2 weeks, I was copy and pasting the same thing. Just to skew a response.
I can't.
So if you was best movie around 2008, just know it was a generic pic.
Yeah, you sent everybody.
It looked so brolic in that pic. I'm like, it's the one that's going out. That shit looked like it was Super Saiyan 5. Just going out.
I've done that before, though. Like a chick
right
would a chick would ask me for a pic, and I just find like the biggest black dick possible and just send it to her.
Yo, Brace.
Google is your best friend.
So I'd be like, yo, this isn't yours.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Trip is so uncomfortable. Trip is so uncomfortable.
So,
for black, if for the viewers that don't
know, Brad's black. I'm not black, guys. I'm not black.
So why would you say a big black cock?
Because the girl knows what I look like, obviously.
So it's just funny to me.
No, you know what it is? Listen, when girls get into that game where they're like, oh, send me a picture, and I'll be like, no, come over, or I'll come get you. Oh, no, I just want to see a picture. I don't want to do... Then I don't want to send you a fucking picture. I don't get nothing out of that.
Yeah.
So I'll just send some...
That's what you have to do, bro.
No, but when men do it, it's more annoying.
Huh?
When men do it, it's more
annoying. Oh, yeah, I'm not with that. I don't send unsolicited
pics. Send me a picture. I'm like, yo, go on my Instagram. Pick one.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant, like, when they just send it unsolicited.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
And when they do that, too.
I don't do that. I'm not with that.
Fetish stuff, guys. Like, I have girls that, like, work at doctor's office.
Yeah.
Just a smock.
Yeah.
All the patients falls around you and take your pants off and then bend over. And that's what I'm into.
The times that I've done it, it's been something like that.
Yeah,
and I'm into it. I'm like, oh, you dirty. Hold on, give me 2 seconds. Oh.
You like the smock. You know the girls that go to school to be dental assistants?
Yeah.
When I was with them, hanging with them joints,
yeah.
Oh, let me just take a pic.
Yeah.
Take my blood in a second. Get some syringe ready.
I like
you know
that.
You know what I'm saying? Anything else you want to know about
brands?
No, brands. Yeah, brands here. Take advantage.
Listen, I'm an open book, and that's why my podcast was so funny.
It was lit.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
You always said it takes like 3 people. How about you? How many people do you say?
The
Bay Wood Park.
Don't worry, it doesn't matter.
I'm watching
the show.
I think I lost count.
No face, no case.
Yeah, for sure. No face, no case. It might be a generic Google picture, but hey.
You know what? I was trying to do that for so long, but I had so many tattoos.
Yeah, you can't do it. That's why I don't get tattoos.
Yo!
I'd be like doing a holiday.
Did you see the picture I posted in the group chat that I was like, you'd be wildin'? It was a dude with the tattoo. No, it wasn't you, but it was a dude that looked like you with mad tattoos. With a chick on his shoulder like this.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, bro, I get to be wild.
We're gonna Photoshop your face.
Take a point out. Nah, yo. On some real shit, yeah. Any position I'm in, you don't see a tag. So we don't. But Joe, she's telling us some of the boobies out. You love your boobies. You know
No, I love my titties more than anyone else.
Hey,
Tom,
so you don't send those out to a
lovely
customer?
For that, you can see them in person.
See, I'm with that.
Motorboat joints?
So you haven't sent any naked pictures or any, like disappearing snap stuff?
No, I don't do that. Okay. Like, if the person is my man, of course.
No, but that's what I mean. Yeah.
But to just, like, somebody I'm talking to? Yeah.
Rich, are you over there sending naked pictures or what?
Rich is 27.
Oh, damn day. Yeah. Yes.
These young kids don't care. They grew up in the internet shit.
It happens, bro. It happens sometimes, right? You just hold that. No funny shit. A girl will ask you for it. You're going to go ask you for it. Yo, girls be asking for joints.
Especially the young chicks.
Oh, yes.
I feel like the young chicks are like into that.
You mean 18 over, Randy?
Yeah.
19 over.
Yes, legal age. Because I have a cousin of mine in my group chat. He's always like, La Menore, they're out today. I'm like, you do know that La Menore literally means minor. It literally means underage.
Bro, don't go too far. I'm not black, I still got the best.
That's
disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, in a couple of years, you'll be there.
A couple of years, you'll be there. That's what I'm saying.
You know what's crazy? Like, I always like older women. Even when I was 21, 20, like, I always like girls that were older than me. And when I was in high school, I can't
date somebody that's younger than me. Or my age.
But you're a female. I need
somebody that's gonna go somewhere. I don't need somebody that's gonna be.
How old are you gonna do?
I'm 24.
24 year old guys don't got their mind right yet, and don't got their money right like that yet. They stay in the streets, so it's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard. Am I wrong, Rich the Kid? Oh, Rich, we were all over the airways, bro.
At 24, all I care about was drinking Hennessy and being in the club and like
if I came home broke, I was okay. You know
what
I'm saying?
I was definitely not thinking about money. But the crazy shit is that in my 20s, I've had the most money when I didn't. I mean, I don't care about the money now either.
You blew the most money.
But back then, like, I was making a lot of money, but I was spending it.
Of course. You don't appreciate it. You don't have as many responsibilities.
Yeah.
You blow that shit. Like,
yo, stupid shit.
Shout out to 189 Satan. We make people say, no, I must. And I also, no, I must. We was on that. When Reggie's was popping, it had, yo, no, I must. The bus goes, God, give me a bigger one. Bring it out. And even before that, in with Manor, I get all the 2 liter Pepsis. I buy all the Pepsis out. We're the team party, buying all the Pepsis.
Yeah, that's foul, bro. Nobody can get Pepsi.
Ah, but you had a 2 liter shorty. Was,
yeah.
And I had the fancy, brand new, hopping, the 2 liter Pepsi.
I was very antisocial in high school, so I never went to like teen parties.
I've never been to a hooky party.
I've been to a couple, but I don't know. I just didn't rock with like the
I
high
felt like
people.
When I moved back to the States, like that was Jata al Pagao.
Yeah.
You like that really better?
I was living in DR. Oh
my god. Just to clarify to our audience.
No, I'm not that bougie.
She lived in DR, but she lived in a nice one. It wasn't like a dance or something. Like, she definitely lived in the capital. And
yo, I definitely drove through Los Minas for the first time back in February. I was scared.
It was a wow.
I was scared.
Los Minas is scary.
I was like, you like, grew up here?
I have an aunt that lives there. And like, yeah. I had to go back and tell.
But the food was
there good. Was so many piropos. It was like, psst, psst. Yeah. I was like, yo, it's that fucking culebra.
And if you see somebody dead in the street, quote unquote, just keep moving. Just
run them over.
Oh my god. They would, like, let's say you had a fresh pair of sneakers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
they didn't care if they could only take one.
Yeah.
They know that you're not gonna walk.
Shout out to Marvin Moneybagg. Hope you walk down as we speak.
I also went to a cabaña for the first time.
That was
pretty fun. We stayed at different cabañas for like the 4 days that we was out there.
Which one? You said you saw the genie?
No.
You put the money in it. Called the genie.
Nah.
So a lot of cabañas, they had the secret airport.
Yeah.
And then they got the shit where you'd be like, oh, yeah, man, I know how to do that. And the genie from Pee Wee Herman, you remember
the
Pee Wee Herman? It'd be like that, like they come with a fedora.
No, we had the door. Like, there was a door where you paid for the cabaña, like a little.
Yeah,
they had that.
But once you're there, you didn't ask for a soda or something?
Yo, we asked for mad shit, yeah.
And where did it come out? Did it come out of the genie door?
Nah, through the little side door.
So, how was the cabaña in your experience?
I've never been to a cabaña.
Oh, you gotta go.
Oh, she's old. You tell a girl from the DR to the cabaña, she's open.
I'm okay.
We should do a podcast for my cabaña.
From the Silla de Amor. Shout out to all my dudes. You know what the Silla de Amor is about, bitch.
Why was I coming to see you in your room?
Because we were like
kind of
together.
Yo, shout out to Frank that let me freeload off of his room so I didn't have to stay with like four niggas.
It was like a 2-floor room. So to see me, you had to go up the stairs. Like,
nah,
yo.
Remember, I asked you, yo, what was the name of that spot? That spot was dope.
Hopping. And it had a little pool next to the gym. Yeah. Very Art Deco. I forget which one it was. Very Art Deco. I was in it the other day, though.
It was like a boutique joint.
It was a boutique joint.
Information for today.
So we did a lot today, man. Shout out to Triple Threat. Shout out to Joe. Rich the Kid. Don't be talking too much on the mic. Thank you for associate producer credit. Brands, I'm not sure if you heard the first half of me on the show, but let's hope you did. We're going to take it out with a little music by the guest DJ, DJ Triple Threat. And that was Captain Chase episode 2. You ready to
go? Kill it, Trip.
Really ain't my motherfucking fault, man. I'm not to blame, man. This fucking industry is cutthroat. I'm not the same, man. And I could let you check the tag. Now I'm rocking name brand. I'm only chasing after bags. Now I got a game plan, and I'm out here with the 700 3i5s. Look alive, look alive. Niggas came up on your side. Capo go to slide, cause
back, 20 to a rich nigga. Who gon' Rico Ace me paying for my money, Mitch nigga? I'ma help him fuck the checkup, I'ma run the business. If your girl don't get it poppin', put me on your wish list. Now we sending gifts like if it's Christmas. He say, baby, every day we boiling. I say, swish, swish. Got him calling nonstop cause he don't wanna miss this. I said, don't panic, keep the faith, nigga. Big bitch, sex. If you know your pussy worth a Benz truck, rich sex. Don't let homie fuck unless it's Benz up, rich sex. Go to DR, get that fat trans fuck, rich sex. It ain't such a thing as broken handsome, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tell him, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tell him, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tell him, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tell him, rich sex.
Lil' mama says she only fucking on a rich dick. I come in her face and tell her, now you looking rich, bitch. Her friend in the other room, or can I get a witness? We can have some rich sex, can I have no rich kiss? Facts, all my bitches have no limits. Fuck her in a helicopter, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Fuck her in a drop top, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Send her back to who she with, now she screaming, why I'm with him down. Lil' mama says she only sucking on a rich dick. Make you put your money where your mouth at, that's some lipstick. Let's fuck on the money before we count that, that's some rich shit. Pussy smell like money when I'm down there, that's some rich shit.
VIP my squad, drop off all the game. VIP the lane, VIP the chain. VIP my squad, drop off all the game. VIP my squad, drop off all the game. VIP the lane, VIP the chain. VIP my squad, drop off all the game. VIP the lane.
Triple threat, what up, fool?
VIP my squad, drop off all the game. VIP the lane, VIP the chain. Yeah, call her alert. Little bit of bitch, I don't call her alert. Yeah, call her alert. Go get the fly when I'm calling a merc. Yeah, profit come first. I with the baby gon' birth. Yeah, I bought a clan, then one of my first. This shit bigger than you. I'm taking on a new path. Making a bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Little nigga, who are you? Must be bulletproof. This shit bigger than you. This shit bigger than you.
Chain so big, shoulda came with a kickstand. Fuck with me, I got a real chain on the hit, man. Barely came up out the mud like quicksand. I show you how to get meals, nigga, that's a meal plan. Yeah, win the alarm. Cardio braces on all of my arm. Yeah, halo my son, in the wind chair and I still perform. I don't make excuses, you know that I'm hungry and still got a juice. You set a dog like a Cleo, I set a dog like a Boost.
Yeah, call it alert. Little bit of bitch, I don't call it alert. Yeah, call it alert. Go get the fly when I'm calling a merc. Profit come first. I with the baby come first. Yeah, I bought a clan. I bought a clan, then one of my perks.
I left a nigga on red, cause I felt like it. Put me down in a rash in a red jacket. Dapper, I look fine, and my checks defined. No wonder, why I do whatever I like. I do, on the check. Pussy so good, I said my own name during sex. I might smack a bitch cause I felt like it. Gucci shoes and a belt like it. Said the car is his favorite fragrance. I'm a rich bitch and I smell like it. I'm in a boss bitch mood. Hey, these are your bitchy hoes. These are some boss bitch shoes. You ain't no boss bitch mood. Hey, for the record, I said record sales. I like niggas stepping in and out of jail. They say by now that I'll be finished. Hard to tell. My little 15 minutes lasting long as hell.
I left a nigga on red cause I felt like it. Put me down in a rash in a royal jacket. Dapper, I look fine and my checks defined. No wonder why I do whatever I like. I do what I like, I do, I do.
I'm a gangster in a dress. I'm a bully in the bed. Only time that I'm a ladies when I ladies host to rest. The coupe is ruthless, but I get top in it. I'm provocative, it's not provocative. 80K, just to know what time is it. Cardi rocking.
in it, go back stocking it. Spend what I want, ain't no limit. I say what I want, I ain't never been timid. Only real shit comes down my mouth and only real niggas go winning. Leave his sex on red, leave his balls on blue. Put it on airplane mode so none of those calls come through. Here's a word to my ladies, don't you give these niggas none.
I can't be toting no handgun unless the bitch come with a thunny. I can't be fucking these dog hoes unless the bitch come with a button.
With a friend.
I can't be driving no regular car. The bitch gotta come with a button.
Button.
I was broke like a wild bat.
Wild bat.
Now I'm up all of a sudden.
Now I'm up
there. I can't be rapping for free. They gotta send me the budget. I can't be fucking these hoes up. I had to slip on the rubber. I can't be rocking no plain jacket. Both of my watches be flooded. I can't be drinking no regular soda. All of my cuts be money. I just came home with nothing. Now I'm up by the sun.
Hey, now I'm up by the sun. Hey,
now I'm up by the sun.
Hey.
Money bag, I'm in the booth with a money bag.
Right,
here go the bricks where the money at.
Yeah.
Give me a load, I ain't coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I make a shoot where your stomach at. We gon' pull up where your mama at. Running through hoes like a running back. We can fuck, but you can't call the number back. If you knew better, baby, you do better. I got plenty hoes coming, you helping. I went money bag, who went four feather? Four by your bread gang, who better?
I can't be told no handgun unless the bitch come with a thunny.
I can't be fucking these dog hoes unless the bitch come with a button.
With a friend.
I can't be driving no regular car. The bitch gotta come with a button.
Broke like a
wild bet.
Now I'm up
all of a sudden.
I can't be
out of my wrist, counting and spinning. Man at the coupe, mama no tenant. Chop out the top, hit it in minute. I got some cash, I want to get out of my wrist, counting and spinning. Man at the coupe, mama no tenant. Chop out the top, hit it in minute. I got some cash, I want to get out of my wrist, counting and spinning. Man at the coupe, mama no tenant. Chop out the top, hit it in minute. I got some cash, I want to spend. New paper tag, don't wanna rent it. Too many fads, too many
DJ bitches. Triple threat, little bitch.
Ready to slide, you would get slipped.
Hey, we got ties, he gon' ride. He might sky, he might climb. Young gun gun, I'm my prime. Hey, so I think I ain't telling you lies. When you call the business on hell, it's mine. Yeah, I'm keep face, part of my time.
Hey,
he's like, good in my pants.
He's just
dipping on hands.
You know what it is, Jodeci. Brands want to tell us about his 3 dick pics. And associate producer, Rich the Kid, want to tell us too much too. And you ready to go? Guest DJ, Triple Threat.
The nation's greatest.
Ooh.